If you're a regular listener, you might have picked up that I really enjoy talking and referring to the Comrades, the South African 90K marathon, a race I enjoy more talking about it than I enjoyed running it. What has that got to do with run defrauded or deceptive running? Stay tuned to find out.
Welcome to Hypno Running, the show where we do more than just talk about running. We help you find solutions to develop your full potential, making you a better, faster, and smarter runner. And here is your host, Heiko.
Yes, a mysterious title today, Run Defrauded. Well, give you a summary. It's all about people who unfortunately decide to cheat and the harm that they're causing on others. And I wonder, why are they doing it? And I was so surprised, you know, that in a ultra marathon where there are 23,000 people that take part, the South African Comrades, that even there are people that cheat. But it's logic, isn't it? I mean, cheats are apparently everywhere. It's just me who's a little bit naive of that. So the run, in case you don't know about it, it's about 11 or 12 hours. If you're really a new time runner and you're not very well experienced in marathons, it'll take you about 11 hours. And it's also for the front runners, very attractive, not just for the first place, not just for the first top 10. You know, it's a convoluted system. You know, runners can be rewarded up to $10,000 depending on the age class and the time at which they reach specific checkpoints. Now, $10,000, it's a lot of money for people in South Africa. So it's a very appealing prize. And same with, you know, cycling and all swimming, you know, cheating scandals. They've plagued marathons for years. But what is really shocking here is that these runners have become very creative in their strategies. And actually, this hails back a long time ago. There's a very talented runner. He was called, or he is called, Sergio Motsoeng. And he came from Kwakwa. It's in East South Africa. And he was a well-known long-distance runner. And he came eighth in his first ever Comrades Marathon. That's in 1999. And then, of course, you know, he was trying to achieve that gold medal after all. I mean, why not? And what happened was, he was on his way. He was doing an excellent race. And Nick Bester, who later then won numerous, I think, four Comrades Marathons that he won. He's really a veteran at the race. And he handed in a complaint to the officials because he was 15th that year and he made it a habit of counting runners. I don't know if you've ever done that. I definitely have. Now, just thinking back to a marathon I did in the States, which was out and back. So you did 13 miles one direction and 13 miles back. And you could see for miles. So I could actually count the runners ahead of me. And as I saw them heading back, I could count how many there were ahead of me. And this is apparently what Nick Bester did. I mean, 90 kilometers, it's a long race. You got to do something, isn't it? Anyway, he made a complaint. And the officials immediately cleared Sergio of any wrongdoing because they looked at his timesheets and it looked good. But then they investigated a little bit more. Now, this is 1999. And they figured out, and you can Google this, that there's a photograph where it appears that at one stage he was wearing his watch on his left wrist, and at the next part of the race he was wearing the watch on his right wrist. And he suddenly had a scar on his shin. Well, drum roll, drum roll. Yes, he had a brother. Sergio removed his shirt, his bib, his hat, and he gave them to his brother, who then continued the race. And you know, the siblings, they'd organized their own relays, so to speak. And what a pity, you know. I mean, here's somebody who then had this big stigma on him. And it took him a long time to come back. He returned in 2010. And he came, actually, he did a third place. But then he was not awarded the third place because he was tested positive for something or other. We had it the other day in the papers. A Scottish lady was qualified from an ultramarathon in the UK after, listen to this, I mean, you know, she was traveling in a car. And I can't even pronounce her name, Joasia Tsakretsk. It must be some other Polish surname. Sorry. And she came third in a 50-mile competition. And It was tracked on Strava. I mean, come on, you know, how silly can you be that she had a suspicious speed during her race? And then she then apologized. She said it was a miscommunication. It wasn't meant in bad intent. And what happened is she got into a friend's car as her legs hurt, and she intended to drop out. And then, as she says, she made a massive error by accepting the third place trophy. How can you make a massive error to accept the third? Anyway, there's another one in Kilda's Marathon in 2011. Rob Sloan, he finished third. And you know what he did? He got on a bus 5 miles from the finish line and getting off, and he ran the last part of the race. He said he didn't cheat. He said he was tired, and that's what he decided to do. There's even a Boston Marathon winner who was seen on the subway. And this is the 21st of April, 1980. Rosie Ruiz, she waves to the crowd, you know, and she was announced the winner in the women's division. But she was very unflustered during the interview, and that's when suspicion arrived. And she commented in the interview, post-marathon interview, that she'd only ever run one marathon before, and the interviewer asking her, so you improved from 2 hours 56 to 2 hours 31. How did she do that? And she said, I trained myself. And then the officials discovered that she had taken the subway for part of the race, and she snuck back onto the course. It was actually a freelance photographer who bumped into her, so she was then disqualified. And then she still appeared to deny the allegations, you know, and I quoted this. I can truthfully and honestly say without hesitation that today's been the saddest day of my life, only to be surpassed by the day I've had to leave my father in my native country 18 years ago. She died in 2019, but she never admitted to cheating. Heck, even a 70-year-old man, you know, if you're 70 years old, you know, Frank Meza, he was disqualified from the Los Angeles Marathon. That's in 2019. He finished at a sub-3 time, which was fantastic. But suspicions came up because his nearest competitor was more than an hour behind. And, officials said it's an impossible feat during a marathon. And they reviewed security footage of Meza, the runner, leaving and re-entering the course at different places. Now, he denied the allegations. He said he left to find a restroom, and he insisted until the day that he died that he was targeted, he was bullied, and he didn't cut the course. And there you go. 2004, a police officer, he was not named publicly, was disqualified and banned from the marathon in the future. It was in Ireland. My goodness. Then there was a man who was awarded the prize for the fastest pensioner. He also took a shortcut during the London Marathon. 69 years old. He was stripped because he cut 10 miles off the London Marathon in 2010. And he finished in 3 hours and 5 minutes. And he said, I have been called a cheat and disqualified from a race I never claimed to have won. I simply walked through a shortcut to the end of the course where my belongings were waiting for me and the medal. And I had no idea that anybody thought I'd won. Wow. Well, gee. Then there are marathon winners. You know, there's Fred Lawrence, who was the first runner to cross the finish line in the marathon of the 1904 Olympics, the first one held in the U.S. He rode in a car for 11 miles. And he thought it was a joke. And actually, in that race, only 14 of 32 participants finished. In 2018, London Marathon, a homeless man, he claimed the medal using another man's bib. I mean, he just found it. He picked it up. And then, of course, we have to get around to Mexico. I mean, a third of the competitors in the Mexican Marathon, which took place on the 27th of August, they saw a level of cheating, which, I mean, I can't believe it. 11,000 of the 30,000 runners failed to complete the full marathon distance. I mean, this must be an error or something. There must be something unclear about the route. 11,000. But then, if you continue to read the article further, no, it's not an error. Why? Because the race organizer, and it's a very prestigious race, actually, they received numerous complaints that participants had cut corners, they used vehicles, bikes, public transport to cheat. And they then, the race organizers, they were forced to launch an investigation, and they found out that so many runners failed to meet the checkpoints, and they were then later on disqualified. You know, very unsportsmanlike, isn't it? All of them. I mean, and it goes to show, whether you're 70 or whether you're an upcoming runner, people seem to think they can't get away with it. People are motivated by medals. That's what I think. You know, there's this wanting to have a, just have a look how many selfie photographs there are of people posing with their medals. And I think there's a pressure on it. People take it upon themselves to think, I also have to have that medal. It's that intrinsic wrong motivation. It's not that they want to cheat, but then that sense of accomplishment, they can't hit that sense of accomplishment because of the exhaustion factor. They get exhausted, and then they think, well, it's not cheating. It's because I am exhausted, so that's why I will do this. It's the pressure to perform. Social media is there. You want to broadcast your success. Maybe you've told others about it. And, of course, you tell yourself stories. You know, yeah, they give meaning to life. They tell you how you react and what patterns you are in. And what I just want to reach out for you today is, you know, it's so easy to be critical, or even like me reading these articles, and I'm cracking myself up. I mean, doing the research, I'm trying to be serious and I'd like to convey this. I'm like, when I was doing the research, I was laughing about it. How stupid are these people? What's in it for them? But obviously, there seems to be something very serious about them, because they want that victory. They want to cross that line. They want that medal. They want that achievement. And very important that we all today think about how we can be honest with ourselves. You know, once we've identified that we need to be honest with ourselves, nothing like that will ever, ever happen. I had the last event that I did in just a couple of months ago. There was a chance actually to cut a course, and you had to run basically one more square before hitting the finish line. And there were barriers up to keep people from running through taking that shortcut. It would have saved you, I think, about maybe 800 meters. And the people were standing there and were very loudly shouting at the runners, you got to turn left, you got to turn left. You know, so obviously that nobody tries to run through there. And these type of guardrails, they will help you that you never fall prey to that. We don't know what's going to happen if maybe one day we're exhausted. Maybe one day we've taken up a race, and next thing, we're just a kilometer shy or 500 meters shy of a success, and we think, come on, let me just go and grab the medal. So let's be honest with ourselves. To that, we need to be vulnerable. You know, absolute courage and vulnerability, those are disciplines, and they all include self-love. And if we reflect on our decisions and we take time out with each race to say, hey, what could I have done better today? What can I do better tomorrow? And to reflect on that. And then picture a future that we want to be proud of. I mean, do you really one day want to look back and say, you know, yeah, I got that medal, and people ask you about it, and you know you cheated? You know you cut a corner? And that's all got to do with self-awareness. You know, how do you... It's one of the rarest of human commodities. That's a Tony Robbins sentence, by the way. You know, I know myself well enough and what I'm capable of, and really what not. And that's what I really want to appeal to you today. If you're out there with other runners who maybe are cutting a corner, or maybe you're running with a group and they stop the watch a little bit sooner, and it's no run in particular, hey, maybe point it out in a friendly manner. In a polite manner. If you're doing it yourself, question yourself. Why are you doing it? There's no need to do that. Enjoy the race. Enjoy the journey. Hey, one day somebody's going to throw those medals away anyway before you can say anything about it. I want to finish off with a wonderful verse here from the Bible, Hebrews 12. One of the first questions I ask myself when I feel like I can't do it anymore is, what is the biggest thing standing in my way? And the verse is simple. That simple question usually uncovers an answer that I can then work with. And the asking alone is a powerful thing. So what makes you want to give up? We serve a God who celebrates endurance and perseverance. and I can do all this through Him who gives me strength. My name is Heiko. Thanks for listening. God bless you. And remember, take it easy.